Hey, this is Adam Penapinto. I'm the pastor here at Hope Covenant Church, and I'm so glad that you're joining with us today. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a part of our Hope Covenant Church family, we would love to connect with you via social media on all social media outlets or on our website, hopecovenant.cc. I hope this word encourages, inspires, and challenges you in your daily walk with God as we dig deeper into His Word. Let's jump right into today's message. If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn to John 16, verse 33 in the NIV. And before we do that, I want to address I've been getting inundated with emails and communication from people in the church that just don't understand. And I had a message this morning, and you probably got a text yesterday. It was on loving God. We'll do that next week. I felt the Lord say, no, you need to address this moment, and I don't want to not address the moment. We had in our own city just 2 weeks ago, I believe, or is it 3 weeks now? It's 3 weeks. We had a stabbing on our light rail in Charlotte. And if you noticed, it was very weird. I didn't address it because I didn't even know about it. It was kept quiet on the media for a long time. And there is an agenda behind that. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. And this happened in our own city, and many of you know the story. There were people that were just like sitting there like nothing was happening, and this girl who is a refugee from Ukraine, she's sitting on the light rail, and nobody's doing anything about it. How many of you know the church needs to rise in this moment? We need to see a change. That's sick. It's sick, and I'm going to call it out. It's sick. I would not sit there. I don't care if I end up in cuffs. I would not sit there. No way, no how, not happening. And we have to sharpen ourselves right now. How does that happen? It happens with the Word of God, which is truth. Listen, people are going to get ticked off with you when you stand for truth. If you're not ticking somebody off because of standing for truth, you're not doing your job. It doesn't mean that you don't approach it in love. Of course we do. The fruit of the Spirit is demonstrated in that. That's important, but we must stand for truth. I could tell you right now that somebody could walk through that door and put a bullet right here. I am not going to stop preaching the gospel. I will not be afraid in this moment. Fear has to go. Everybody say, fear, go.
Fear, go.
And that's what tries to creep into the church in these moments. In fact, Liz and I were talking, and, you know, we've got a two-year-old and many parents, and this is a part of the emails and messages I've been getting, is like, I can't believe the society that my child is growing up in. I feel bad for them. Listen, that's the lie of the enemy. That's not a godly belief. How many of you know that God destined that child in this moment for a reason? We are not victims. We are overcomers. So today's message is called, I Have Overcome. And if you believe that, shout amen.
Amen.
I want to stir somebody up this morning. It's okay that we grieve. It's okay that we take a moment. The funeral, I believe, is a week from today, right? And it's okay to do those things. It's okay to understand the moment that we're in. I felt it for days. I had to shake myself. I had to encourage myself in the Lord. Could you imagine if we had a prophetic message just last Sunday on unshakable joy? I had no idea what was going to happen this week. And that, I'm not trying to praise myself. I'm trying to say the Lord knows the messages that He wants to speak. And it's amazing. John 16, 33, this is what Jesus said to the disciples. And listen to the prophetic nature of this verse. He said this to the disciples as kind of a farewell before He was arrested and put to death. He said this in John 16, 33, the words of Jesus, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. I want to stop right there. Do not lose your peace.
That's right. Amen.
Do not lose your peace. I'm shouting already. In this world, you will, not you might, you will have trouble. Let's read that together. In this world, you will have trouble. Thank you for coming to Hope Covenant Church today, where we want to encourage you with that word of knowledge. Check this out, but take heart. I've already overcome the world. If my God is for me, then who could stand against me? How many of you know Charlie is in glory right now? Man, I'm jelly of Charlie. I wouldn't want it to happen to me. I'm not praying for that. I'm not asking for that. And listen, God did not cause that, but he works all things together for the good according to those that love him. The statistics, I don't want to give wrong numbers, but the amount of people that are starting charters for Turning Point, he had, 2 million followers? Now he has over 10 million, 11 million? Working towards 11 million followers on his Instagram. Think about the impact. Might God have a plan in all of this? He makes beauty for ashes. So it's okay to take a moment to grieve. It's not okay to stay there. That's called the spirit of grief that you move into when you stay in grief for too long. If you don't deal with grief, it deals with you. Jesus was telling Peter, which means rock. Peter's name is prophetic. It means rock. He says, Peter, I'm going to work through you. I'm going to use you. He says in Matthew 16:18, and I want you to take this as a commission for you because you are also a disciple of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 16:18. This is actually earlier on in the verse we just read. It says, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I'm going to read it again, and y'all are going to say and shout amen when we're done. I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Yes, no matter what happens, no matter what comes against us, the church cannot be taken out by the enemy. Light overcomes darkness. Amen? Amen. And that's our job in this season. There's a clarion call that's going out through all of this. I love how many of you watched Erica give her message to online. And I thought, my God, talk about a lioness right there. How many of you heard the roar? This woman's grieving the loss of her husband, and she's leading a generation. It's a Deborah anointing that's being released right now. If you're a woman, I want you to know in this church, we believe in women leaders. If you don't like it and you're a man, there's the door. It swings both ways. Don't let it hit you on the butt on the way out. God uses men and women, and he did in the Bible, and he does today, so get your theology straight. There's a purpose for every person that has a heart in your chest. There's a purpose. We need to stand firm as a church and understand our purpose. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 1, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown. Think about that. Stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I'm here to tell somebody today, stand firm in the Lord. It's your greatest testimony when you stand there and say, I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. I'm on, everybody say, I'm on the rock. I stand on the rock. Yeah, and you can't be shaken when you're standing on the rock. Your joy can't be snuffed out when you understand it's not your joy. It's the joy of the Lord that's your strength. Go back and listen to last week's message. That every follower of Jesus should take on his heart. In Philippians 1, verse 21, it's so good that I'm going to read it out of two versions. The first one is NIV, for me, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Are we living like that? Are you living with a bold passion? That no, by life or by death, God, I'm going to do whatever you call me to do. I'm going to say whatever you want me to say. I don't care. I'm living for you. It's all for your glory. Yeah. And the church is real quick to say, amen, that's so good, but you can't even worship on Sunday. I got a cheerleader, put my grass skirt on. Come on, church, lift up your hands. And I look ridiculous. Yeah. And it's your fault. Yeah. I mean, I love you. I'm joking, but I'm serious. Do you know that your worship alone makes a statement? In this hour, what does the church need to do? We need to worship through. Not worship around. I'm going to worship right through the fire. I'm going to worship right through the trial. I'm going to worship right through the challenge. This applies to the situations that you're dealing with. This applies to the trials that you're dealing with in your businesses, in your life, no matter what it is. Do not be a victim. Philippians 1, verse 21 in the Passion Translation, my life is the anointed one. And dying means gaining more of him. Oh, wow. Are you longing for more of the Lord? Yeah. So to die as a Christian is to gain all of the Lord. Could you imagine that? Woo, Charlie. What Paul meant when he said to live in Christ, I've heard this verse many times, but I wanted to break this down for you because the Holy Spirit told me to. Because what does that mean for me to live is Christ? Let me tell you what that means. Christ was his reason for living. Everything Paul did, whether preaching, serving, suffering, or encouraging others, was done for Christ's glory. Number two, Christ was his source of strength, his daily life, his identity, his literal identity and mission were sustained by his union with Jesus. So to be sustained, to be carried on, when you are going through trials, when you have your eyes fixed on the prize, it doesn't faze you. You lift your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care because you are surrendered. And when you're surrendered to the Lord, he can do a miracle in you to then do a miracle through you.
Yes, God.
And some of y'all are asking God to do a miracle through you, but you haven't let him do it in you yet.
Wow.
Don't get ahead of the Lord. Let him do a surgery. You go, God, I don't understand. This is a difficult moment. Quit licking your wounds and call your spirit to attention and understand he's doing something in you so that he could do something powerful through you. Don't try to rush it. Get through it. Don't try to go around it.
Yes.
You go, why are you yelling at me? I'm passionate. I'm yelling to you, not at you. Does that make sense? I'm not angry, I promise, but I am broken. And God is breaking things in his church right now that need to be broken. Let me tell y'all, watch over the next year. There's a revival coming. There's a revival coming. There's a generation that, for lack of a better word, didn't give a crap that now has the attention of the Lord. All because one man who was like today's Paul, went in and took a bullet and the entire nation watched it. There's something shifting in the atmosphere. And if you don't sense it, wake yourself up in the spirit. Christ was Paul's ultimate goal, and that's the third point. So the first one was Christ was his reason for living. Christ was his source of strength, and Christ was his ultimate goal. His life wasn't about comfort. His life wasn't about comfort. America, Paul's life wasn't about comfort. America, Charlie's life was not about comfort. It means your life isn't about comfort or success or self. It was about advancing the gospel and reflecting Christ. There is an entire generation of nobodies that are getting ready to be the leaders of today. That's me. That's you. Nobody's. The unheard names. How many of you have noticed before this happened, we've seen the falling of many in church? God's resetting his church to what it's supposed to be because it's become an ungodly production. And he's sick and tired of it. This is his house. We don't even acknowledge the goodness of God and worship him. And we're, it's not about your preference. If you don't like the songs that we do, okay, I don't like them either. Some of them. I like some of them. Brendan and I talk about it all the time. Really? We're going to play that one? But then we watch what God does, and we have these after conversations like, whoa, did you see the Lord move through that? We didn't even like that, but we put our preference aside. God's breaking some comfort zones in this hour. God's breaking some comfort zones in this. I'm preaching today. I got notes. I don't care. His life wasn't about comfort, success, or self. It was about advancing the gospel and reflecting Christ. Is that our daily walk with the Lord? Can I hit on something a little bit without you getting offended? And if you do get offended, can you say this with me? This offense might be intended. I love you. I'm going to say that first. Some of y'all come in here, and I start talking about money, and I've gotten emails about it, and I don't care because I have to pastor. This is the Lord's house. I don't get anything out of this, just so y'all know. It's uncomfortable for me. My parents can tell you I actually have cried in their presence before because I don't like talking about this subject. But I hit on tithe, and you want to say that you're willing to live for the Lord with everything. I'm going to leave it there and let the Lord speak through it. God is waking up his church. And when we're faithful in the little, that's when he advances us to much. When we're faithful in the little things that nobody notices. My dad will never talk about it, but he was the vice president of JP Morgan Chase. And I had a video a couple months ago that went off on my phone, and it was my dad with a backpack leaf blower blowing leaves in the parking lot. And I went, that's what God's looking for. That's what God's looking for, the person who will wash the feet of others. Can I ask you a question this morning? Are you a foot washer? Are you willing to do uncomfortable things that serve others that are not to your, are you doing this for your advantage or are you doing it for the King? I'm preaching to myself this morning. I have been so convicted. I've been so convicted over this past week going, God, has the church grieved you this bad? But God's not mad at you. He loves you. He's not angry at you, but he is longing for your worship. He doesn't need it, but he's longing for it. I want to make sure the theology is straight here. God doesn't have needs, but he has desires, and he desires you. Ooh, I feel the Lord. But in other words, Paul was saying, my life only has meaning because of Jesus. And without him, my life has no purpose. Are we living that way? Go, Pastor, I have struggles and I'm trying to overcome the struggles. I have a guy who this week approached me, not in this church, so it doesn't matter. I'm so proud of him. He said, Pastor, I've struggled with pornography for years. I've seen counselors for years. I haven't been able to break this addiction. And you told me to start praying in the spirit when I felt that coming on. It's hard to look at pornography and pray in tongues at the same time. And I started praying in the spirit. And that addiction broke. How did it break? It's the power of God. It's the counselor. It's the counselor. It's called the Holy Spirit, who convicts you while he encourages you. He's got a way of doing it. He'll slap you in the back of the head and it'll feel like a hug. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't know Holy Spirit. Because he's loving. But you hear it. And you feel it. But it's loving. And that's the Holy Spirit that I want to give everything to the Lord. Yes. Surrender everything so that I could see God do what only he could do, so he gets the glory.
Amen.
Amen. We're intended to reflect the glory right back to him when he does something. We don't receive the glory. We weren't intended to. And when we do, we look like the celebrities that we see every day on TV that are so messed up. Some of us need to get messed up in his presence and let him do something in us. We all do. Are you willing to say to God today, Lord, I give you everything. Do with me as you choose. To die is only gain. Have you counted the cost? This is my challenge for you this morning. Have you counted the cost? Die to self to live for Christ. You won't struggle with a victim mentality when you pray that, because victims don't pray that. So this morning, I want every eye closed. And I want you to have an encounter with Abba Father. I don't want you to leave hearing a message that cheer led you into this, because that'll only last for a moment. I want you to have an encounter with a living God. If you're watching online, you could do this right in your car. You could do this right in your house. But I'm going to ask you to take a bold step. Maybe you're uncomfortable with this. It doesn't matter. But I want you, if you feel the Lord right now encouraging you to give more, to surrender everything to Him, I just want you to get on your knees if you're physically able. If you're not, that's fine. And turn around in your seat and just kneel before the Lord and say, Father, I need to lay everything down. I need to surrender everything to you this morning, Jesus. Come on, let's do that now. Father, we give you everything. And we repent, Lord, for holding back from you. We say today is our game-changing day, Father. It's our game-changing day. Lord, break us for what breaks your heart. We surrender to you, Jesus. We surrender to you, Father. We repent for the sin that's been in our life. And today we say, to die is only gain. I'm going to live everything for you, Jesus. Come and cleanse me and wash me and instill me with your heart. Infuse me with your heart. Jesus, do what only you can do in my life. I want to live for you. Maybe you need to pray a prayer of rededication before the Lord. Father, I rededicate myself to you right now. This is between you and God. I'm not going to identify anybody this morning. But right where you are, maybe you need to say, God, I rededicate myself. I have not been living with an urgency and a sober heart. Who, I feel the Lord working on some people right now. Lord's working on some people online. Lord, come and break us. Come and break us. Come and break us. Come and break us. Father, we repent for living for me, 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 me. We want to live for you in your glory. Shake everything that can be shaken. Would you pray this out loud? Father, I give you permission. Shake everything that can be shaken in me that's not of you. I repent. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, you guys can be seated. So what happens when we pray those dangerous prayers? First of all, He forgives and He forgets. Never happens once you repent. He washes you. He makes you clean. He conditions you, and then He commissions you. He does something in you so that He could do something with you, through you. Can I beg you to go out of these four walls and tell somebody this week about Jesus? Tell somebody this week about the goodness of God. Let's not live in this spiritual bubble culture that's just about me and I got my fix for the week. Tell somebody about Jesus. And my God, do it with the joy of the Lord and the love of the Father. Not you're screwed up. God sees. God's got better vision than to see the screw up. He sees right through it. He destined you and He created every person in this world. Amen. Some have recognized it and some haven't. I'll tell you right now, I'm praying for the shooter to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm waiting for the Franklin Graham or whoever will go into his prison cell and say, Jesus loves you and He sees right past this. Sure, there's consequences, but He sees right through this. You can repent right now and spend eternity with Charlie. Could you imagine the amazing victorious testimony? Father, we're asking you for that right now. I heard a pastor say, some of y'all are praying for the shooter. Are you kidding me? What? What? All have sinned, pastor, and fallen short of the glory of God. That's some whacked out theology. Lord is cleaning out his church right now. He's fixing some ungodly beliefs. We all have them, by the way. Well, how do I know? Get in touch with the Holy Spirit. Start getting intimate with the Holy Spirit, and he'll start to share you those things. He'll give you that in love. He does it because he's awesome. I love you guys. Father, I thank you for your comfort. I thank you for your joy. Lord, this week we want to carry it out to the world. Here are we, use us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys are dismissed. I love you guys. If you enjoyed today's message, I want to encourage you to like it and share it on social media or jump onto our website, hopecovenant.cc, and click on our giving link and help us continue to share the message of Jesus across the world. God bless you and have an awesome week. Thank you.